In other words, we need not dismiss this history as real history. It can be thought to be made up, but in Mendelssohn's mind, this is historical truth. These are narratives that were related by God to human beings and therefore must be accepted as historically true. And finally, there is a third entity which then totally encompasses our definition of Judaism, ceremonial law. That is the ritual law of Judaism, keeping kosher, lighting the candles on Friday night, saying the blessing over the wine or the bread, praying three times a day, putting on phylacteries, which are, or the garment shawl, observing all of the ritual law of Judaism from the day you are born until the day you are buried. Ceremonial law is revealed by God and is incumbent upon every Jew to follow. Judaism, therefore, is eternal truths based on reason, historical truths that describe the truths, the narratives of the Bible, that are the narratives describe the historical truths of the Bible, and finally, ceremonial law revealed by God. Now, why does Mendelssohn set up Judaism with such a structure? Is this traditionally the way Jews conceive of their own religion? What I want to suggest is that this theological construction is a careful balancing, a careful design to show not only Judaism's correlation with the values of the Enlightenment and in turn a response to Spinoza, but also its superiority to Christianity. Remember, Spinoza had done two things. He had presented the argument of reason against Judaism, and he had presented an argument that Christianity was closer to the truth than Judaism was. Paul was a greater universalizer, as we said, than any of those parochial Jewish types that preceded him, even Jesus, for that matter. So here's the argument now is reversed. Mendelssohn is going to respond rationally to Spinoza. He's also going to argue a little bit against Christianity, as we're going to see. What is explicitly revealed by God if Judaism is now reduced to parts 2 and 3? The first part, eternal truths of reason, everybody got. You don't need any Bible, you don't need any narrative, you don't need to be Jewish. Everybody who is rational can accept the eternal truths. Revelation is now constricted to only two parts, historical truths, ceremonial law. Why is the first separated? Why is this not all revelation? Why is revelation only part 2 and 3? Because this shows the superiority of Judaism over Christianity. Since for Christianity, one must believe on the basis of faith through dogma. But in Judaism, there is full intellectual freedom. In other words, Christianity comes at its truths through revelation. You must believe. You must believe in Jesus. You must believe in the Trinity. You must believe in transubstantiation. No dogmas in Judaism, says Mendelssohn. No dogmas at all. Everything is free. The free conscience to exercise in any way you want. You come across truth by thinking, not by believing. And therefore, the eternal truths, which are synonymous with the truths of the deist or Spinoza, are now framed within the context of Judaism, but they are not revelatory. They are not received through revelation. They are received through reason alone. By constructing Judaism in this way, Mendelssohn, of course, wins his brownie points with respect to the superiority of Judaism over Christianity. However, the other side of the equation is he clearly restricts the particular nature of Judaism. Besides historical truths, which are, you know, you can accept or not accept, the essence of particular Jewishness is ceremonial law alone. The thing that was revealed by God, which is not open to all humankind, is the ceremonial law. Mendelssohn, therefore, had retained the traditional laws, but it now cast them in a way that transforms their meaning. Let us explore that a little bit more. So you can understand why I want to believe in eternal truths based on reason. That sounds reasonable, rational, meaningful.